Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Leslie with Islip Home Repair Services. I heard that there's a problem with your heating unit, and you want us to check it between 4 and 6 p.m. tomorrow.
I actually have a dinner meeting with a client tomorrow, so I won't be home until after 8 p.m. What about the same time on the next day?
Then between 4 and 6 p.m. on Thursday. Yes, that time slot is open. I'll see you then.
That sounds great. And would you please bring some brochures for a new heating unit? I think that it is time to replace it with a more efficient one. Number 32. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 33. What does the man want to do? Number 34. What does the man ask the woman to bring? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Bert, I'm so glad you could get here on such short notice. Annie is having a family emergency and can't make it here to help with the floral arrangements today.
That's all right, but I didn't bring my toolbox since I was doing some grocery shopping.
No problem. I have an extra set of trimmers and scissors for this kind of emergency.
Okay, and what should I do today?
This is a sample of the centerpiece that will be placed on the tables. I need you to make enough for 10 tables while I'm decorating the stage and podium. Here is a seating chart, so go over it and let me know if you have any questions.
Number 35. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work at? Number 36. What does the man ask for? Number 37. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Stephanie, do you have a minute? I looked at the maintenance manual you prepared. What do you think about adding more pictures? The new factory employees might not be familiar with the names of some of the equipment.
Maybe you're right. I was thinking about that, but the HR department wanted to keep the page number low to save on printing costs.
Okay, but I think it should be easier to understand and follow. Here is a previous version you can refer to, and I will meet with the HR manager and convince her that the extra pages are worth the cost.
Number 38. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 39. What does the man want to do? Number 40. What does the man give to the woman? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm wondering if I can hang up a flyer on the bulletin board near the entrance.
That depends on what it's for. We don't allow commercial advertisements there.
It's a flyer for a community play at Red Rock Hall.
That'll be just fine. Our coffee shop loves to help bring attention to local shows.
Thanks. I'm glad to hear that.
In fact, it would be even better if you left a stack of flyers near the checkout till. But, maybe you don't have enough.
I have plenty more.
Okay, great. I hope you get a lot of people to attend your show. Number 41. What is the woman trying to do? Number 42. What does the man mention about the business? Number 43. Why does the woman say,
I have plenty more?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Clayton. My junior architects and I reviewed your request to design a new hospital for your organization, and we came up with a few different options for blueprints. I thought you might like to review them.
Good to hear that. Whatever you design, please keep the budget in mind. Did you include the updated construction cost estimate?
Yes, we always keep that in mind. And if you build a parking garage instead of an underground parking lot, it would reduce the cost and construction period a lot.
Number 44. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 45. What does the man ask about? Number 46. What does the woman recommend? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Jeff, I have a question about how to register for the after-work carpentry programs that our company offers. Could you help me?
Sure, I can show you how to sign up for them. It's really easy, but first you need to get your supervisor to sign one of these application forms, then submit it to HR.
Okay, and is there anything that I have to know about these after-work programs?
You can choose the class level from beginners to advanced ones. You have to pay for wood, but the company provides all necessary tools and protective goggles and gloves. Number 47. What does the woman ask for help with? Number 48. What should the woman get from a supervisor? Number 49. What does the man say is provided for free? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Carly, I have someone to introduce to you. This is Jada Robertson, your new intern. Jada, this is the senior programmer, Carly Love.
Welcome to Solid Core Software. I guess you must be majoring in computer science at a nearby university?
Yes, I'm a sophomore at Pennington State University.
Jada, for the remainder of this month, you will assist Ms. Love in finishing the mobile app for Hampstead Electronics. Trust me, there is a lot you can learn from her. How is it going now, Carly?
It's almost done, and I'm just about to move to the testing stage.
Great. We are a little bit ahead of schedule. Jada, test the app carefully under her direction. Number 50. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 51. What does the man say the women will do at the end of the month? Number 52. What does the man ask Jada to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. My law firm is supposed to have an employee dinner, so I'd like to book a table for 10.
All right, Mom. What day and time did you have in mind?
We'd like to come on the 12th at 7:30 p.m.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid there isn't anything available. The 12th is a Saturday.
How about that Sunday evening instead? Are there any tables available?
Yes, but you should know they will probably fill up quickly, too.
Let me discuss this with my manager to see if Sunday is okay. I'll call you back shortly.
Number 53. Where does the man most likely work? Number 54. Why does the man say?
The 12th is a Saturday.
Number 55. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Ms. Almonte plans to move to another city next month, so we need to find a replacement for her as soon as possible. It's important to find someone with enough experience.
I agree, but let's try to do it ourselves this time instead of hiring an agency. The fees for filling Mr. Bradshaw's position last month were extremely high. I don't want to pay so much again.
We've got time to review resumes here at the office, but how should we promote the job?
There are plenty of websites that post job openings. We just have to choose one.
Okay, let's check them out after lunch to see which one would work best for our needs. Number 56. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 57. What does the woman mention that she wants to do? Number 58. What will the speakers do this afternoon? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Ignacio. Our latest electronic oven was released last month, wasn't it? Our development and marketing teams put a lot of effort into getting it ready. Has it been selling well?
It started off selling well, but a problem has come up. Some of the cooking modes are not working properly. It turns out that the temperature gets much hotter than it is supposed to. People are complaining that it spoiled their dishes.
That's certainly not good, especially after all we spent on the ad campaign. What should we do about this?
Let's stop sales immediately and issue a total product recall.
Number 59. What are the speakers discussing? Number 60. According to the man, what has caused complaints? Number 61. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and receipt.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
Hi. I bought some things at your anniversary sale, but when I got home, I realized I didn't get the sale price on one of the items.
I'm sorry about that. Do you have your receipt with you?
Yes, it's right here.
Thanks. Now, let's see. Yes, all headphones are 20% off, but you paid full price. Would you like a refund to your credit card or store credit?
I'll browse the store to see if there's anything I'd like to buy with the store credit now.
Okay, and I'll hold your receipt here.
Number 62. Why is the store having a sale? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which amount was incorrectly charged? Number 64. What will the man do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Joanna, Crandon Enterprises called this morning about the carpet vacuuming and steaming of their main lobby. They want to have us polish all of their woodwork as well. Will that be a problem?
From what I remember, they have wooden ceiling beams, railings, and wall panels. It's a big job. You and I are the only people on the crew for today, so there isn't enough time allotted.
In that case, how about giving Crandon Enterprises' morning time slot to Celtis Co. so we can move Crandon Enterprises to the last job of the day? That way, it won't delay any of the other projects.
Number 65. What kind of business do the speakers probably work for? Number 66. Why did Crandon Enterprises call the business? Number 67. Look at the graphic. When will the speakers most likely visit Crandon Enterprises? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Welcome to Evergreen Health Shop. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm from Henley Industries. I'm here to drop off a shipment you ordered.
What is the product?
Let's see. It's called Valorex and I have 4 cases of it.
Oh, I see. A lot of customers have been asking for that product, so we expect it to sell well. We've already cleared a space on the shelf for it.
All right. Where do I go?
Just go past the cereals and the shelf is between the snacks and cosmetics sections. Another worker will be there waiting for you.
Number 68. Who most likely is the man? Number 69. What does the woman suggest about Valorex? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which section should the man go to?